This is the Rich Dad Radio Show, the good news and bad news about money. Here's Robert Kiyosaki.
Hello and welcome to the Rich Dad Radio Show, the good news and the bad news about money. I am Kim Kiyosaki and I am your host today. Robert is off in another part of the world. And we have a very, very interesting show today because here's what happens for a lot of people. They go through life, they do their thing in their 20s and they get into their 30s and they get into their 40s and all of a sudden they're looking back going, hey, what happened? What happened? How did I get here? And so a lot of times people get confused in terms of where they're going and what they want. And today we're going to talk to a very, very, very important and unique woman who's going to talk about basically what she did and what her formula for success was to getting what she wants. So if you have ever asked yourself, hey, what is it I really want in my life? What do I want to do in my life? Where am I going in my life? What is it I'm looking for? What am I searching for? Hey, this is going to be your show because our guest today is Anne-Marie Smith, and she is a 35-year veteran educator and entrepreneur. She's a CEO of numerous companies, and she is also the contributing author of the book Success Formula by Jack Canfield. She's also a successful real estate investor, and I'm just happy to have her on the show. So welcome, Anne-Marie.
Oh, thank you so much, Kim, for having me. I'm super excited about this.
Well, I'm very excited to have you on the show, Anne-Marie, because you have an interesting story on how your life went along on the track that it did, and then it kind of got, I don't know if the word is derailed, but you had a major life change in your life. Can you explain your story and how you kind of got into the role that you're doing now?
Yes. So about 22 years ago, I found myself broke and broken. I was coming off of a failed marriage. I didn't have literally two pennies to rub together. And realized at that moment that this was not the life that I wanted, and I really needed to change the trajectory of it. And that required me thinking differently, challenging my belief systems, and looking to role models that had the life that I wanted. So I spent a lot of time at Barnes & Noble on the floor reading books by Jack Canfield. Reading books. Robert's book had just come out, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I just thought, this life of mine is not what I want. And I know that the life I want is possible.
Excellent. So let me back up just a second. So you came off of a failed marriage. I just wanted to ask this question because a lot of women find themselves in dire financial straits because of divorce or death of a spouse. So was it that you had, why did you come off without actually anything to your name? Can I just ask what happened? Because I think it's a good lesson for other women.
Absolutely. It's pretty funny now. It wasn't at the time.
I can relate.
My ex-husband, I'm at a place of gratitude now. So I'm very thankful for the life lessons I learned, and he's a big part of making me the strong woman I am today, but literally took my car and sold it back to the dealership. So I had no car. I left the home that we had purchased. So I didn't have a home anymore and really just left with the simple belongings I could pack into a trash bag. I was working, but I hadn't finished school. So, I had a job that paid maybe $10 over minimum wage, which was great. So I was able to sustain myself, but, I didn't have much money. I lived on the couch of my sister's house for a few months until I could get my life together and find a place to live and
got
move
it. So
forward.
So you left the marriage with no plan B, no safety net. You just took
Correct.
A leap. You just took a leap. Good for you.
I did.
Good for you.
Yes.
Good
and
for you.
At that point, I just decided, the marriage just wasn't working. And it was very toxic to both of us. So, and it wasn't the life I wanted. I knew I had so many dreams and so many things to look forward to that it just wasn't a place that was conducive to the life I wanted.
So you went into teaching, and how many years were you teaching?
So I, you know, talk about my ordering what I wanted started then. I started teaching adults who had disabilities, and I didn't need a degree to get that. Hmm. So at the time, you know, 22 years ago, making, you know, $26 an hour was big. So I was able to get into a teaching position working with adults without a degree. But I wanted to maintain that amount of money and more. So I decided to go back to school and get my teaching, my bachelor and master's degree, as well as a teaching and administrative services credential.
And how long were you an educator? How many years?
I was an educator. I started off at 18 as an instructional aide up until I was about, let me see, I'm turning 54 this weekend.
Happy birthday.
So I thank you. I stopped working when I was 40. So let me see.
That's quite a few years.
Yeah.
And so
I did that.
And so you left teaching and you became an entrepreneur, and you have the title of your chapter of the book Success Formula by Jack Canfield is called You Only Get What You Order.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So in doing all the reading years ago, I realized that the most successful people in the world know what they want. And it hit me one day that I know exactly what I want when I go into a restaurant to eat. If I don't want vegetables, I can supplement it or substitute it with mashed potatoes or a salad. And I can order the exact dressing I want and the exact drink I want. And there's never any doubt that I'm going to get what I order. I'm not going to go into a McDonald's and get a piece of pizza. That's just not going to happen. So it just clicked one day that what if I applied this to my life and I ordered exactly what I wanted to the T. And that's when it all started. I realized that it wasn't my job to figure out how it was going to happen, but my job was to be very clear about what I wanted. And that included every aspect of my life, my spiritual life, my family life, my community life, my health. Everything. I needed to be very specific of what it is that I wanted. So it was at that point on, I started mapping out what did I want my life to look like.
And that's an interesting point, because so many people, when they say, oh, I want this, they get caught up in how they're going to do it. And if they don't know how they're going to do it, they don't start. So you're saying don't look at the how, but look at just focus on what it is you want, and don't worry about the how. Is
exactly
that. So how does somebody who doesn't know what they want? I mean, so often we come out of, you know, we go into school, we come out of school, we've been told not to make mistakes, we've been told what to study, we've been told what to do. And so oftentimes we come out of school and then later in life, we don't know what we want. So how do you even start there? How does somebody figure out what it is they want if they don't know?
So I started with taking a notebook, and I just pretended I was sitting in front of a genie, and I just started putting down what I wanted. One of the first things was I wanted to make $65,000 a year. So I just put $65,000 teaching position. Then I wanted a house on Montezuma Drive. I wanted a black Mercedes. Like I was ordering, like there was no endless end to it. And I wrote as fast as I could and everything that came to my mind. And I didn't let the belief system come in that, oh, no, that's too big. Oh, you can't afford that. I just ordered. I wanted to be a multimillionaire by the time I was 40. I wanted to have a net worth of 8 figures by the time I was 50. So I just like crazy. I wanted to be a healthy, you know, 134 pounds. I wanted a husband that looked like John F. Kennedy Jr. And I wanted, you know, so I just went crazy. Like, you just, like, there's no endless, there's no rules. Just write it all down.
Okay, so let me ask you this as you're writing, because oftentimes I'll ask somebody, what do they want? And they tell me what they don't want. It's like, Well, I don't want this. Do you write down also what you don't want or just what you do want?
No, I never go into the don't want because, you know, there's a system in your brain called the reticular activating system. And if you trigger that, it gives you what you want. It's like your internal genie in your brain. So I always stay away from what I don't want because I don't want my reticular activating system to give me that. So I don't even focus on what I don't want.
Because the reticular activating system, RAS, doesn't hear the word don't, right?
Right.
It doesn't hear the word.
Right.
It just hears what it is. So it's going to give you whatever.
I don't want to be broke. Guess what? It hears broke. And that's what you become. So I never do the don't.
Once again, this is Kim Kiyosaki, the Rich Dad Radio Show, the good news and the bad news about money. And we are talking to Anne Marie Smith. She's contributing author of the book Success Formula by Jack Canfield and a successful real estate investor. She comes from the world of education and she's entrepreneur of several companies, as well as her title of her chapter is You Only Get What You Order. And so, Anne-Marie, once you figure, so you've got this list of all these things that you want, then what do you focus on? One, how do you go from where, what figuring out what you want to where, how you're going to get there?
So once I have my list and I've gone crazy and it has to scare you. So you have to put things on there that you don't even believe are possible to get, but you need to put them on there and you have to feel that fear. Then I divide it into areas. So one is personal, one is finance, the other is spiritual, the other is health, and the other is family and community. And there's no rule about that. It's just what works for me. And then I divide up my list into the categories. So for example, the spiritual piece. Whether you believe in God, the universe, whoever, for me, spiritual is whatever nourishes your soul. So I have a goal of read 3 to 5 books a week. And that could be through Audible or actually reading. So that would go under there as a goal for me. Finance, that would be the exact amount of money I want to make. The number of properties that I want to own, free and clear. So then I divide it into those categories.
And you're very, very clear on every item, right? Because I remember many, many, many years ago, back in 2000, 1999, 98, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was out. The Cash Flow Game was out. And I wanted to get on Oprah. And I just was crystal clear. I wanted to get on Oprah. So I put post-its all over the office that we are on Oprah. We reached out to every publicist possible and we just focused again, as you said, don't focus on the how of how you're going to get it, but focus on what you want. Because I still to this day, we do not know how we got on Oprah back on 2000. We don't know what exactly triggered the phone call from her to us. But we did get on Oprah in 2000 and it changed everything. But again, we didn't know how we were going to do it, but you just start getting into action. So from that point of view, again, it's the what and getting really clear. I mean, you can't just say, I want a new car. It's gotta be in my experience, it's gotta be crystal clear on what you want. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes. And to speak to that, you know, I was on a mission this year to thank all of the people whose books I read that changed my life. You and Robert were on that list and on my vision board.
Oh, thank you.
And it's, I can't stress enough how important it is not to get stuck on the how, but you both were on there, because I wanted to thank you. Because of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, it changed my life. It just changed the whole trajectory financially. And a couple of months ago, I'm sitting at an event in Hollywood and Robert comes and sits right beside me.
And no accidents.
There are no accidents, but I can't stress enough how important it is. You've got to be clear about what you want you know, I knew I wanted to meet both of you, you especially as a successful woman in real estate. I was very clear. There wasn't any, you know, doubt. I had a picture of both of you on my board. I wasn't sure how it was going to happen, but I didn't get stuck on that.
Yeah.
So that's the point. Be clear about what you want, but not how it's going to happen. That's not your job.
Yeah. And also, you know, a lot of people, when I've gone through a similar process like this, and they'll say, oh, no, because they want this, but oh, no, what will my family think? Oh, no, what will my spouse think? No, I can't ask for that because that'll disrupt my family. No, I can't.
Right.
They come up with all the reasons why they can't. How do you overcome that?
You know, Spanish is my first language. I'm Latina. My mom's an immigrant. It was a little difficult. When I started going to school, you know, in the sweetest, most humblest manner, my mom pulled me aside one day and she says, "Be careful how smart and educated you get, because men don't like smart women." I know.
Oh my gosh.
After I picked my job off the floor,
I said,
"Mom, the right man is going to love me and he is going to have hit the lottery to get me." But that came from changing my belief system too, because there is a cultural pull. There is a societal pull of what your role should be. And to question that or to defy that, you have to be so clear about who you are and what you want that nothing is going to stop you.
Excellent.
You know, I live a dream life, and it was a little difficult because there were some negative things said and some people that tried to sabotage that. But I was so clear on who I was and what I wanted that didn't deter me.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. So we're talking with Anne Marie Smith, contributing author of the book Success Formula by Jack Canfield. She's comes from the world of education. She's an entrepreneur, CEO of multiple companies, a very successful real estate investor. And the title of her chapter in the book is You Only Get What You Order. So as you're listening to the show right now, we're going to take a quick break. But right now, think about one thing and be very specific and clear as you can be of what it is you want. One thing that you want. What is clear and specific? Get as specific as possible. And then when we come back, Anne Marie is going to go into her success formula on how to get what it is you want. We'll be right back. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Rich Dad Radio Show, the good news and the bad news about money. I'm Kim Kiyosaki. I'm your host today, as Robert is off in some other part of the world. You can listen to Rich Dad Radio anytime, anywhere on iTunes or Android, and you can, to hear our podcast, go to richdadradio.com. And our guest today is Anne Marie Smith. She is a 35-year veteran educator and entrepreneur. She's a CEO of multiple companies and a very successful real estate investor, as well as a contributing author of the book Success Formula by Jack Canfield. Her title of her book is You Only Get What You Order. So, Anne Marie, let me ask you this. We see it all the time. A lot of people are in jobs they don't like. They hate getting up Monday morning and thinking about the week ahead. And they go to work and they just do their thing and they just live for the weekends, as the song says. They just live for the weekends. Or they're in marriages that are not working, that are not healthy, but they stay, again, in a place where they really don't want to be, but they're there. What do you say to somebody who's living a life that they're just really not happy with and they're not fulfilled and they're just going through the motions to get the paycheck? Or a lot of women are afraid to leave marriages because of the financial situation. So what do you say to somebody who's living a life that they're really not happy with? What do they do?
Well, first of all, we each have to take 100% responsibility for our life and the choices we make. So,
but it's so easy to blame somebody else.
It is. And when
you can blame the boss, you can blame your spouse, yeah, you can blame your family. So much easier.
It is, but it doesn't work. So I'm all about, you own it. It's your life. Get in the driver's seat and own it. So what I would say is, let's go back to that analogy of ordering. You only get what you order. Let's say you go through, and I'm going to pick, you know, just a fast food place that is, you know, international. Go through. And when the person taking the order says, "How can I help you? What would you like to order?" and you say, I'll just take whatever. And they're going to ask you again, well, can you be a little more specific? And you say, it doesn't matter to me. You know, I'm a simple-minded person. I'm content with everything. All of those little excuses that we hear. And you just say, I'll just take whatever. Well, what are the odds you're going to get what you want? I'm going to say zero, but 100% you're going to get what the person taking the order wants to give you. So let's say, just for the fun of it, you can't stand liver and onions and
Ick.
Black tea, but they love it. That's what you're going to get. So you sit there after you get your order and you complain. I can't stand this. I don't like it. It makes me gag. I'm going to eat it because I have to. And all of the complaining starts. Well, that's what happens in your life. If you don't like the job you have, you don't like the amount of money you're making, you don't like the relationship you're in, you don't like the car you're driving, it's because you did the whatever. You weren't specific. Because life is meant to be fun. Life is meant to be spent. It's meant to be enjoyable. I wake up every day excited. I'm excited about the clothes I'm wearing. I'm excited about what's going to happen. I'm excited about things that I don't even realize are going to happen because I ordered it that way.
So for people that are saying, so then when you talked about figuring out what it is you want, you make a list of things. You've got to get rid of the excuses. I need the paycheck. I got to pay the bills. I got a family to take care of. I've got responsibilities. That are all the reasons why they stay in jobs they don't like. They stay in marriages they don't like. They stay in situations they don't like. So you got to put those excuses aside. You really got to kind of clear your mind. Yes?
You do. And your expectation. You know, I recently heard a young couple say, marriage is so much work. I looked at her and said, then you're in the wrong marriage. Because I've been married to my husband 17 years. And I mean, yes, do we have, you know, little differences and, you know, things? Yes. But we have fun together. Like, we laugh and we enjoy. And there has never really been any big argument. I'm a partner in this relationship. He's a partner. We don't ask permission to go out and buy a car or buy a house. We just both know that we're in this for the good and the greater good of the family. But don't buy into that belief system that, oh, making money is hard or having children is hard. Or now I have two children and it's been the best journey of my life. I'm a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old now. And every bit of it's been fun. Because I expect it to be fun and I ordered it to be fun.
Perfect. Perfect. So when you say, let's go back up just 1 minute. Cause you talked about too, when you're making your list, you know, think big, think of things that maybe scare you a little bit. Think of things you go, oh my God, that's, I don't know how I'm ever going to do that. I go back to when we started the Rich Dad Company and Robert and I came up with the mission statement to elevate the financial well-being of humanity. We had people say to us, who do you think you are? That's awful nervy. How are you going to do that? And they were really quite negative, but we stuck with it. We didn't know how, like you said, we didn't know how we were going to do it, but we were hell-bent on fulfilling that mission. And today we are fulfilling that mission and we'll continue to fulfill that mission. But so sometimes you've got to think a lot bigger than just you. You got to think outside.
You do. And I keep going back to that ordering what you want. You go to a restaurant, and you know you want your favorite dish from that restaurant. Are you going to let the person at the next table come in and say, I don't think you should have that. Who are you to order that? We'd look at them like, you nut, go back to your own table and leave me alone.
So good.
But we let people influence
that. Yeah, we do.
On our life.
Especially family, especially spouse, especially kids. Yes. So you really got to, you got to almost be selfish in this list that you're making of things that you want. You really got to do what it is you want. Put everybody else aside. Just be selfish for a little bit and look at what it is you really want. So we said to those who are listening to come up with something that they want and as specific as possible. So for those of you who have something that you want, I'm sure we all do. How do we go about going from here's what I want. This I know exactly what I want, and how do now? Now what do I do?
Okay, so I'll give you an example. A couple of years ago, I've always loved Porsches. The Carrera has been one of my favorite cars. So I put it on my vision board, a black twin turbo, 7-speed convertible Porsche. And one day my husband said, you know, you wanted that car. He says, why don't you go get it? I said, oh, you know, I was a little like, I don't know about that. I feel a little. And he's like, really? Put your money where your mouth is. You ordered it. Go get it. So I call a dealer. And I said, you know, I'm looking for a black on black Porsche Carrera Cabriolet, twin turbo.
That's the car I had. I had that car.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. I did that have car. That car. I had that a while ago.
I told him everything I wanted except the 7-speed. I forgot. So the dealer says, let me, give me a few minutes. Let me see what I have. Calls me back. He goes, you'll never believe this. Somebody special ordered the car that you want. The bad news is it's 7-speed. I'm like, no, that's what I wanted. I just forgot to tell you. So I was very specific on my order for myself and on my vision board. Even though I forgot to tell the dealer that's what I was looking for, I still got what I ordered. So be specific about what you want. Put it out there. You know, I write it down. Once I put it into my categories, then I put a timeline of when I expect it to show up. And then I find a picture to match what I want. So for me, that black Cabriolet Porsche, I had a picture on my vision board. Then once it shows up, then I move it from my vision board to my dreams accomplished board. And I have a nice big board of things that I've ordered that have come true. So my husband, my children, my houses, my cars, my pets, everything that I've that has manifested itself ends up on that board. And I do that because I'm always ordering bigger and it's scary. So I'm not going to tell you, oh, it's easy. I can order like nothing. I'm still scared when I order big. But I look at that board of dreams accomplished and I think, boy, that was scary when I ordered it. And look, I have it. So it gives me the nourishes my faith in the process.
So let me ask you, because I know people are listening right now and they're saying, okay, so I'm going to figure out what I want. I'm going to put it, I'm going to write it down, be specific. I'm going to put it on my vision board and then poof, it's going to happen. Isn't there something you got to do? Where does action come into this?
Well, you know, I don't want to make it so simplistic and then have people yelling at you like, I put it all up there and nothing happened. You've got to, there's other things that I do. I meditate every morning. I believe in God. So I pray. But one of the key pieces is don't get stuck on the how. Just order it. Do the matching picture, put it on your vision board. I pretend as if I already have it.
What do you mean pretend as if?
So back when my ex-husband took my car, my sister lent me a beat up old truck. And I treated that beat up old truck like it was a Mercedes. I washed it like it was a Mercedes. I kept it clean like it was a Mercedes. And every time I put gas in it, I would say, dear God, thank you for this beautiful Mercedes I drive. I know it sounds crazy. But I just acted as if. I didn't get stuck on, I don't have two pennies to rub together or two nickels or two dimes. I just acted as if. I walked around like I had money in my pocket, like I showed up like I was the millionaire I wanted to be. So I mentally started preparing myself for the things that I had ordered.
What you're really talking about is more of a, not just a mindset, but it's all about the mental, emotional, spiritual side of things versus the doing.
Right. Right.
It's a trust thing.
It is a trust thing. It is. And it's one of the hardest things that we have to unlearn to, you know, we all say we're faithful and we have faith and I don't think we do. I think we have to learn to really just order it and let it go.
Do you think about this every day? I mean, are you like, is this on your mind all the time?
I'm grateful all the time. So if I wake up in the middle of the night, my first thought is, dear God, thank you for the abundance you've blessed us with. Thank you for, money chasing me. Thank you for the avalanche of resources. Thank you for the people that showed up in my life today to purchase. If I'm in the mode of more purchasing of real estate, thank you for putting the people in my life that are going to make this happen. So I don't sit around thinking like, okay, I ordered this. I go on with life. But if there's a quiet time or a quiet space, I go into my gratitude mode. And I think, I personally thank God for the things that I've ordered, and I act as if I already have them.
Great. So what I'm hearing as, and I'm going to just, people can go do this and trust. It really is a trust process, but figure out what it is you want. Write it down, be specific, find a picture, put it on your vision board. You got to believe that you're going to have it. But then did you use this process? Because you've got a lot of real estate. You've purchased a lot of real estate. Was this the same formula you used? Was this the same order up process that you used to begin your real estate investing?
It was. It was. And, you know, if we had 10 hours to spend, I would blow you away with how this process has worked successfully in my life. But, you know, my brother-in-law called me about 7 years ago and said, I really would love to come and work for you. Your sister and I are raising our daughter, and I want to have flexibility in my life to take her to school and pick her up. I said, well, I don't have anything right now. Like, I manage everything, but let me see. So I did a quick little, okay, dear God, I need enough units to purchase to be able to give him a job. I have $120,000. I had cashed out one of my retirements. And I said, I have this. Help me find something that's going to give me the cash flow. So I go on to real estate website. I find 18 units. I call, and the woman says, you'll never believe this. This just fell out of escrow. We are selling it for $525,000. The investor bought it for $425,000. And it cash flows about $26,000 a month. I was like, my gosh, those numbers work really well for me. So I said, would you carry the loan for me? I have $150,000 to give him. I need it for a year. And, carry the loan. I'll pay interest only. She says, give me a few minutes. She calls me back. She goes, it's yours. So that's how stuff happens, and it happens quickly. So the other part is you got to be open to the yes and just do it. I called my husband after and said, guess what I just bought us? He says, what did you just buy us? And I told him, and he laughed. He goes, if the numbers work, I trust you. I was then able to give my brother-in-law a job. I was able to keep a lot of the tenants in the apartment building. And it's we still own it.
So one of the things I'm hearing, and this is my experience as well, when I get crystal clear on what it is I want, when I'm crystal clear and I get into the details of it and I know in my heart and soul this is what I want, then magic does happen. Now you said something, I just got to go back because you said something important, Emery. You said you put it out there that you wanted an apartment complex with so much so that you could hire your brother-in-law. And then you went looking for it. Okay. I just want to make the point. You did go look for it. It's not just going to, sometimes it'll just fall in your lap, but sometimes once you're clear, then it comes to you faster. Is what I'm saying. But you actually went out and you looked for property that was going to match that. But the first step was to get crystal, crystal clear on what it is you wanted and why you wanted it.
Yeah. And the other bigger piece is your why has to be bigger than you. So for me, giving my brother-in-law and my sister and my niece an opportunity to have flexibility, make good money, was bigger than me.
Yes.
And it wasn't about me making more money. It was about giving them an opportunity. And I have found that things work faster in my life when it isn't about me. It's about providing a home for somebody that wouldn't normally be able to live in this neighborhood, or subsidizing rent for people. I find that just makes it all work so much faster when you do for others.
Yes. So it's what you want, and the why you want it is as important as the what you want. And you do practice what you preach, because you are what we would call a social capitalist, especially when it comes to real estate, because you are a generous entrepreneur. You love giving back. Is that one of your whys? Can you just explain what you do with your real estate? Because I think that's very important for people to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm blessed that I think I was born with a generous heart, and my purpose in life is to make things better. So as we started investing in real estate and learned the tools of how to do that, being able to make communities a better place for people to live and safer is just at the forefront of what we do. So we own properties in diverse communities, some very affluent communities, and to be able to rent or lease these properties out to families who wouldn't normally be able to live in these communities is big for me. To move families out of a drug-infested or crime-infested community into a beautiful multimillion-dollar neighborhood and watch the children thrive just warms my heart. My accountant would tell me I'm crapping crazy. But I tell her that's why I have a master's degree in social change and not accounting. because we have found some amazing deals in real estate so that we can subsidize these rents. And, you know, where you make money on one, you know, maybe you lose on the other, but the impact that you have on families and lives is much more important to me than the amount of money in my bank account.
And that goes back to a very generous why. And I'm sure that helps accelerate your success.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Anne-Marie. It's been wonderful having you on the program. And you know, my big takeaway is really getting crystal clear on what it is you want. And also crystal clear on why you want it, the real deep reason why you want it.
Yeah.
Because once you can tap into that at your core level of why you really want something, not just because it's money, not just because you're going to feel good, but there's a deeper reason for that, then I think that accelerates the entire process.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge. I wish you the very, very best with the book Success Formula. And Anne-Marie, you've been a joy to talk with. Thank you so much.
Aww.
And everybody, go out there and get what you order. So order up big time.
Yes. Thank you, and thank you for the work you do and what you do to change lives. I'm a direct result of that. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me and to Robert. I'll pass that on. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye bye.
Bye.
I want to again thank our guest, Anne-Marie Smith. She's a contributing author of the book Success Formula by Jack Canfield, and her chapter is titled You Only Get What You Order. So it's all about attitude. It's all about getting crystal clear on what you want. And my experience is when I get crystal clear on what I want and I can see it and visualize it and get into the detail of it, then it naturally puts you into action to go get it. So, for example, when I mentioned the Oprah Winfrey show, I had this idea. I was crystal clear. I wanted Robert on the show. I wanted it to be about Rich Dad. And I had post-its and I had it visualized and I had a vision board. I had all of that. But it also naturally led me to action. So we had PR. Our PR person was contacting the producers. We were trying to find different angles to get into Oprah. We didn't know how we were going to do it, but it naturally put us into action. So one other story is when Robert and I were doing our real estate investing, We basically had bought a bunch of property up in Portland, Oregon, where we lived at the time. And we were moving to Phoenix, Arizona, because the Portland market had taken off and the Phoenix market had crashed. So we thought, this is a great opportunity. So we sold everything we had up in Portland, Oregon, and we were going to move it into a property in Phoenix, Arizona. And we had identified two properties, but we could only afford one. And as I was going through the numbers, I knew exactly what we needed financially and cash flow wise to become financially free. And I'm looking at it and looking at it, and I've got this vision of what it's going to take. I know the numbers. I kind of have a vision of how many properties it would take. And finally, as I'm looking through this, I'm going, just one. We can only afford one. We can only afford one. And the question became, how could we afford both? Because if we could afford both, then that goal and that vision of being financially free happens. So I wanted to be financially free. That was the goal of Robert and I, to be financially free. We didn't know how we were going to do it. But then we asked the question, what if we owned both properties? And so we got put in the action of how could we figure this out? How could we make this happen? And lo and behold, we bought both properties. And that was the moment we became financially free. So you get really, really crystal clear on your goal, on what it is you want, and I will guarantee you, once you see it and feel it and you can smell it and touch it, you will naturally get into action and start figuring out how to make it happen. So again, thank you, Anne Marie Smith. And for all of you listening, you only get what you order. So order big, order well, and have the life you want. Thank you very much.